Hi, everybody. This is Mary, and I am including a portion of a podcast that I did a day or two ago. This is being recorded on September the 30th, 2007, and I recorded this as I was learning to use my Victor Reader Stream, which I just received a couple of days ago. I had heard that the delivery expectation date was supposed to be 2 months later than your order date, but I got mine 2 weeks after the order date. So I don't know why they're suddenly so quick about getting these things sent out, but I definitely got it. In addition, on the day that I received it, around 8 a.m., I got a call that was an automated call from UPS that said that I was going to receive a delivery from HumanWare that day. Very nice touch. I think HumanWare automatically arranged this. And the instructions on the call were such that somebody had to be there to receive the package, etc. So it was very nice, and I got the recorder about an hour and a half after that. So here are some random thoughts on the machine, a brief description of what it is and how it's set up. And the description starts with the left top corner and goes across the top and around the right side, the right edge, and down through the bottom and the left edge, and then across the face, and brief description of the back of the machine so you know what I'm describing. The quality of the sound is not going to be very good because, although I did the podcast and saved it as an MP3 file, 128K, it had to be converted back to WAVE and into Studio Recorder so that I could put it in here, and then this whole thing is going to be saved back into, oh, I may just save it as a 64K rather than 32K file, and that way you'll be able to at least get a little decent quality out of it. So, hope you find this interesting and useful. We're starting out with me on the authorization site so that I can get an NLS key, which should arrive sometime next week. And this is giving them my serial number, and you're going to hear the dialog box in the website, so you'll know what to expect if you need to do this. Thank you for listening. Here we go. I'm now on the Victor Reader Stream authorization site, and the way that I got that was I got a note from HumanWare/NLS that said that you can authorize your device, but this note came about 2 weeks ago, and I had to wait until I had my device. I have arrowed down to
heading level 2 NLS Stream authorization.
And I'm just going to arrow down here to tell you what we do and what the thing says.
Heading level 4, please complete the following form to request a key file to authorize your stream to play NLS books. Blank. All fields must be entered. Star. First name.
Okay, I'm going to get into forms mode in JAWS and enter all this stuff.
Edit. Forms mode on. First name edit. Last name edit.
I just tabbed here. I'm tabbing through.
My email address, same as NLS authorization email edit.
Checking my typing here to make sure I didn't do something ridiculous. Nope, looks fine.
Stream serial number X9513000.
Okay, well that's not quite what it is. What they did was they put X's in certain areas. Okay, I need to check this serial number to make sure I typed it right. Okay.
Message reference number from HumanWare email 4 digits edit.
Now, each email that you get from them has a reference number, and you got to type it right, which I have done. I'm going to
send button.
Not send it yet. I want a proof.
Forms mode off.
Make sure I got everything the way that it ought to be, and that looks good. So I'm going to push send, and we'll see what happens.
3 headings and 26 links. Humanware Assistive Technologies.
Okay, NLS let's skip all
combo
this.
Box heading level 2 NLS stream authorization. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Plan list of 3 items. Link legal notice alt 8. Link accessibility alt 0. Link sitemap.
Okay, I think we're all done here, so I'm going to get out. So we're all set. I should be hearing from these guys, they say in 2 business days, but who knows? If we're lucky, it might be before the end of today, but then maybe not. Okay, it's sometime later. In fact, it's early on Saturday morning, the 29th, and I want to give you a quick description of this Victor Reader stream and a couple of comments from the viewpoint of a Bookport user. I'm going to tell you why I am indeed going to get a Bookport when the new ones come out. This Victor Reader stream is about the size of, some people say, a pack of cards. Well, I would be reminded more of some of those early Sony Walkman recorders that were about the size of a cassette tape, but a bit thicker than that. That's what this reminds me of. It's indeed very, very small, very compact. It's made to be used with headphones. It does have a speaker in the left top face of the machine, but the speaker is not very loud at all. And there is an internal microphone on the top right of the machine, but this is not really made to be used as a recorder, although you can record quick notes with it. The recording format is some sort of strange, to me rather esoteric, internal, encrypted sort of format. They're supposed to be able to give you some sort of conversion program so that you can convert it to WAV or MP3 or something like that. But they haven't done that yet because this device is so new. I'm going to give you a very, very, very quick description. I don't want to go into the details of what everything does on here. Going around the edges, first of all, you have a mini USB port. There are a couple of cables that come with this. One is short and works on the same principle as the Braille Plus. You plug other things into this short cable. The main thing that you plug into it is, some type of USB device like a memory stick. There is also a longer cable that you can use to plug this thing into a PC, but it's much faster if you want to transfer files. If you transfer them using a regular SD card and an SD card reader. To the right of this USB port is the SD slot, and to the far right of that is the power or AC adapter jack. And going around the right edge, the first thing you find at the top is the headphone jack and then the external mic jack. These are your standard small jacks. And then you have a rough place. And then below that you have a record button. And this is for recording notes and such. Continuing on the bottom edge, there really isn't anything to speak of. And going around back up to the top and starting at the top of the left edge, there's a power button, which can be used when the power is on to toggle between adjusting the volume, what they call the speed, which is the voice rate, and the tone. And then we have 2 triangular-shaped buttons. You can adjust up and down volume, up and down voice rate, and up and down tone. And then there's a rough place, and that's the end of that. On the back, if you turn it over with the curved bottom side facing you, is battery compartment. It takes its own special battery, which will recharge up to about 400 times before it starts to reduce its capacity, and you have to get another battery. That's basically what's on the bottom, except that there is up near the top a hole which can be used for an optional NLS
cartridge holder, which has not been released yet. On the face of the machine, if you hold the machine with a curved bottom towards you and facing up, on the top is, on the left, the speaker grill, and on the right, the internal mic grill. Then there is sort of a curved ridge. Below that, there are two buttons. On the left is the go-to button. You push that to toggle the different things you want to go to. And on the right is a diamond-shaped button, which is a bookmark button. And that also is a toggle. You can push it among save bookmark, delete bookmark, or go-to bookmark, things like that. I'm not giving this in any specific sequence. I'm just kind of giving you an idea. Below that is the standard phone keypad with a 1, 2, 3 in the top row and a little dot on the 5. Below that is a ridge going across the machine and a single button by itself, which is oval. It's a sleep button, and that is also a toggle. You can toggle between off and 15, 30, 45, 60 minutes, things like that. Below that is a row of three buttons. Left is rewind. In the middle is a long rectangular button, and that's play and stop. And on the right is fast forward. Now, I want to give a couple of comments about this machine from the viewpoint of a BookPort user. First of all, the navigation isn't really as concise as with the BookPort. You can skip around in a file, but you've got to use the rewind and fast forward, although you can do go to. This machine really shines when you need to go to a specific place in a book. I don't have my NLS key yet, but having used Victor products in the past, I know how the navigation works, and I know that you can actually use it to skip around in a book for Daisy books, and you can just kind of go to different pages, you can go to different places like headings or go to the table of contents, things like that. It's really nice. And I have borrowed books from RFB&D and used it on my CD-based Victor players, and it's really cool to get, for example, some sort of a cookbook or some sort of other nonfiction book of some type and go to a specific place. You can use the numeric keypad to type different things like page numbers and stuff. It's just really, really nice. So that is a plus. However, if you are listening to podcasts and you want to skip around to different files and stuff, you can't really do that as easily as you can with the BookPort. There is a menu function, which is numeric key 7. By the way, numeric keys do have various functions. 2 and 8 will arrow you up and down according to what you want to use as a navigation point. For example, if you want to navigate by chapter, and if the material you're reading, for example, of an NLS book is set up to have chapter separations, you can arrow 2 or 8 to go to the chapter skipping around thing that you want to skip to. And you can adjust this by chapter, page, heading, things like that, depending on what the book is set up to let you navigate around with. 4 and 6 will take you to various sections or to various whatever, chapters, whatever, within the type of navigation point that you have chosen. And there are some other things. 7 is a menu which will let you adjust such things as whether you want to play, for example, if you're playing music, if you want to play it in sequence or if you want to shuffle, just other things like that, file navigation type things. And the star key, which is to the left of the 0, will give you the option to bail out of something and cancel if you don't want to continue the function that you're in. The 0 is an information button. When you push that down, it will give you such things as your serial number, your model number, the software version that's in there, whether or not you're charging your battery, or if you're just running it on AC power, things like that. And the pound key to the right of the zero will give you the chance to enter and continue with a function. I haven't covered everything that these keys do, but at least it gives you an idea of what it does. There are some other comments that I have about this machine from the viewpoint of a Bookport user. One is that the speech in here is kind of muzzled and muffled, and she sounds like she's talking with her mouth full, and I suppose this is the latest Eloquence version. It's female voice, and I really do not like it, and I would not want to sit here and listen to books that are text files or any text file being read by this voice. I just don't think it's easy to understand. I much prefer the male voice. And as I have mentioned, the navigation is a little bit flimsy and difficult to deal with, but for a device this small, you have to have toggles and buttons that do multiple things. The keypad button 1 is the bookshelf key, and this will toggle you among the bookshelves that are on your device. For example, on this thing, I've got it set up to where if I push it once, it will take me to the NLS books, which I cannot read yet. And if I push it again, it will take it to the music folder, and again, will take it to something else, for example, other books or something like that. One thing that I have trouble with is when I'm listening to podcasts, which happen to need to go in the music folder, you have to put these things in various folders on your device or on the SD card. And the reason for that is that this is where it's going to look to find various files. And it looks as these particular folders as bookshelves. And so this is another thing. It has to be set up this way in order for it to find the files that you want to read. One thing I've noticed when I've been listening to podcasts in the music folder is there's no easy way to delete files from within the stream itself. If you want to delete files, you have to, at least music files, you have to do it from your PC. Now, apparently you can delete files if you are within the Digital Talking Book folder, which is $VRDTB. And you have to have VR and the dollar sign before any of these folder names for the machine to be able to find the folders. So that is one thing. You can apparently delete Digital Talking Book files by pushing a number 3 when you're in that folder. The number 3 will also do a copy. For example, they've got it planned so that when you can hook up a cartridge holder that will hold NLS cartridges by attaching it to the back of the machine, then you can use a number 3 to copy files from the cartridge into the Digital Talking Book folder, so you don't have to always keep the cartridge holder attached. A cartridge can be attached to the machine if you also plug in the short cable to the USB port on the machine, and you can then read cartridges that way. But since we don't have the cartridges yet, we don't know how this is going to work. Now, as I have said, one of the problems of this machine is that navigating around within a file is not that easy to do. There may also be a way using the Options 7 key on the keypad to adjust whether you want the thing to read files continuously or to just read individual files. This is a problem that I can see because if you listen to a podcast and you stop it and you want to start in another part of that podcast, but you don't want to read the next file, there's just no easy way to navigate to the part of the podcast you want to read unless you hold down the rewind or the fast forward button. As you hold it down, it'll navigate within bigger chunks. For example, if you hold it down long enough, it'll go 1 minute, it'll go in 5 minute chunks, it'll go in other chunks, but you can't do what you can do with a book port, for example. You know you want to read into 50% of the file, and you want to go to 50% in, and you can do that very easily in the book port, but you can't do that with this machine. So that is really one of my major, major criticisms. It's just not easy to navigate around within a file. I would like to be able to do that, because sometimes if you're reading an NLS book and you want to dig around in there and go back however many pages or something, you could use the go-to function, but it just isn't as quick and as easy. If you want to ballpark sort of, give me 73% into the file, you can do that with a book port with just a few key combination presses. At least in the current book port, it's the last row on the bottom, the two keys pushed together, the rightmost and the key next to it, and that puts you forward to a certain percentage, and the leftmost and the middle key to go back. I use that function just all the time, and it's wonderful. So this, I think, is a major drawback to this stream. And however, for what it does for reading NLS books, it really is an ideal machine, because judging from what I know about other products, it seems to work quite well. It's very, very small, as I said. It's really actually smaller than the book port. And it does come with a carrying case, which is really nice. And the card that I mentioned that I thought was a registration card is actually a description of the warranty. So there really is nothing to send in unless you do actually get something in addition to that card. If you want to send this card in, you have to either have sighted assistants filling it in or call the company. There's no registration online or anything like that. But the card that I got, which I thought was some type of registration card, is the warranty. It's got English on one side and French on the other, and so you need to keep that around because it does tell you some information about the warranty. The CD contains the manual, a quick start guide, and a file that describes how to set up your SD card, and a short tutorial, and also a frequently asked questions file. Most of these are in Word format, so if you have Microsoft Word, just go into Word and you can easily convert it to a text file, which works out very well, which is what I have done. And I put these files out on my PacMate to be able to read them. There is also a series of files that go with the tutorial, and these things are just very short sample books that you can dig around and navigate around in and listen to and all that sort of thing until you get your NLS key so that you can listen to Library of Congress books. And these are used in conjunction with the short tutorial so that you can get some practice navigating around. I haven't bothered with these since I have done DAISY navigation before, so it really doesn't faze me too much. So these are my basic comments on this machine. For what it does, it's good. You do have to be tied to headphones to listen to files, however. There is the ability to adjust your headphone volume when you've got headphones plugged in. That same up and down set of triangle keys on the left edge, which are right below the power button, will adjust your headphone volume when you've got headphones plugged in, and it does remember. That is my take on this machine. I like the heavy, solid feel of it. You know that you got something substantial in your hand when you're holding it. It is pocket-sized, and it does have a little carrying case, and it also just allows you to walk around for 15 hours on battery power listening to books. And I certainly do look forward to being able to do that. One thing that I do like about this is the voice rate adjustment. For example, if you happen to be listening to podcasts and the person talks just a bit too slowly, and you just want to tell them to hurry it up, you can speed that up by toggling the power button to the voice rate and then pushing the up triangle button to speed it up. And I am hoping that this will be a function on the new book port, because it's something I have really, really wanted for years. With that, I'm going to sign off with this. I hope some of this has been somewhat of interest. I like this machine very much, but I got to tell you, folks, there's just nothing like the book port. Nothing. And I can't wait until that thing comes out, because I want it for my podcast reader. You just can't beat it for doing podcast listening. There's just no way around it, folks. Anyway, I'm out of here, and hope that you have found this of interest. And thank you for listening, and bye for this time.